Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 10th, 2025. Richmond Bay Conservancy has an opportunity to protect an important parcel of land, but they're going to need some help.
Hi, I'm Thomasina DiBiase. I'm the Deputy Director at Frenchman Bay Conservancy. Frenchman Bay Conservancy is the local land trust for eastern Hancock County. We serve the greater Ellsworth area, going northwest to the towns like Amherst, Aurora, and east to the Scutic Peninsula, right up to the Hancock-Washington County line in Gouldsboro. Frenchman Bay Conservancy has just launched the public phase of our campaign to raise the funds needed to purchase nearly 6,000 acres of land up at Amherst. This will be FBC's largest acquisition to date. And it's a unique opportunity to conserve land that's crucial to the health of the woods and the waters of eastern Hancock County. The Headwater Bluffs property is home to 5,788 acres of woods, bluffs, and ponds situated at the headwaters of the Union River in Amherst. The Union River is a lifeline for our area, and it begins at Headwater Bluffs. From here, the waters flow south through Ellsworth into the Union River Bay and all the way to the shores of Frenchman Bay. The estuaries, bays, and fisheries in Hancock County really begin at the headwaters of the Union River. Headwater Bluffs will protect land, water, and wildlife, and our region's character. Its forests and wetlands will keep drinking water supplies clean and help our communities become more resilient to climate change. Its dense woods, glistening waters, and rugged bluffs will give us access to more of what we love about Down East Maine. More space to hike, climb, hunt, fish, and connect with nature. More space for wildlife like moose, bear, fish, and birds, even peregrine falcon, to flourish. We are seeing increasing development pressures that threaten the character of the places we love throughout our region. The new Interstate 395 extension to Route 9 does leave Amherst and nearby communities at risk of sprawling development. And it's this kind of development that fragments lands, threatens wildlife, and disrupts our local character. Frenchman Bay Conservancy must purchase Headwater Bluffs in Amherst by December 31st. If we can't meet this deadline, the future of this important place will be uncertain. Sprawling development, habitat loss, and the impacts of climate change will continue to threaten this unique property in a truly remarkable Down East community. Together, we can raise the funds needed to complete this crucial acquisition. We need to raise just under $500,000, and again, that's by December 31st. But we can protect Headwater Bluffs together. To learn more, you can go online to frenchmanbay.org/headwaterbluffs to learn all about this project and support it. You can also stop by Fogtown Brewing Company in Ellsworth and pick up a 4-pack of Headwater Bluffs IPA. A portion of the proceeds of this limited edition beer will go towards the purchase of Headwater Bluffs. Together, we can safeguard this important place.
That was Thomasina DiBiase, and the website again for Frenchman Bay Conservancy is frenchmanbay.org, spelled frenchmanbay.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.